Nolte, Donald Trump breaks CNN, CEO Chris Licht is out. By John Nolte on June 7, 2023. The embattled, confused, and doomed far-left CNN is about to lose another CEO. According to numerous reports, after just a little over a year at the dying network, Chris Licht is out, he's toast. Chris Licht is moving to Dunnsville. Lol. Trump broke CNN. The walls really started closing in, if you'll pardon the expression, on Licht after former President Trump's CNN town hall triumph last month. Because Trump was allowed to state his beliefs and come off as charming and in command, the woke Nazis in the media, including at Knoll, freaked out. Licht tried to trip Trump up. Of course, he did. He's a leftist. His mistake was having a lightweight like Caitlin Nurse Ratched Collins moderate. She tried her worst, Trump did his best, and the woke Gestapo never forgives. According to the Wall Street Journal Wednesday, several of CNN's discredited serial liars and bigots, like Jake Tapper, Anderson Cooper, and Aaron Burnett, the very reason CNN can't average 500,000 primetime viewers, were out there stabbing Licht in the back. I don't have any sympathy for Licht. He was awful at his job. You can't fix CNN by hanging on to the disgraced liars like Tapper, Cooper, and Burnett responsible for the network's collapse. But he was also handed an impossible job. The CNN brand is irreparable. Former CEO Jeff Zucker and his mob of dishonest, partisan worshippers woke raped CNN into a national joke. Meet the new boss. In the interim, Warner Brothers Discovery chairman David Zaslav said the leadership team will be comprised of Amy Antelis, Executive Vice President of Talent and Content Development, Virginia Mosley, Executive Vice President of Editorial, and Eric Sherling, Executive Vice President of U.S. Programming. David Levy, who was recently installed as Chief Operating Officer, will continue overseeing the company's commercial activities. So that's the good news in all of this. CNN is doomed no matter who's in charge. This Antelis lady will almost certainly cater to the talent, which means CNN will only get worse with its toxicity and misinformation. Which, ironically, will be the only way CNN can boost its viewership from, say, 500,000 to 550,000. You see, all CNN can do at this point is try to repair the damage after the Trump town hall. But what does that mean? Well, that's the juicy part. CNN has to move left. The only viewers CNN can ever hope to gain are the left-wing lunatics who hate Trump and love exposing children incapable of consent to gay porn, transvestites, and drag queens. That's the only move this clown car can make because decent and normal people, those of us tired of being lied to, manipulated, insulted, and scolded, will never go back. Yes, CNN might have a chance if it fired its disgraced on-air staff responsible for all of this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. The COVID lab leak theory is racist. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves. But that's never going to happen because they would all have to go. Every single one of them, and Warner Brothers Discovery wants its CNN brown shirts out there doing what they have done for nearly a decade spreading lies, hate, division, bigotry, conspiracy theories, and violence. The real joy in all of this is that CNN is so discredited and irrelevant now that all this backstabbing and corporate maneuvering is like watching ants go to war in a jar. All this silly and bitter drama is happening in a sealed environment that in no way affects the real world. For all it matters to the rest of us, Tapper, Cooper, and Burnett might as well be tattling on Licht to the principal. Other than the lulls, nothing CNN does matters. P.S. Now that CNN is back off the leash, anyone who lives in a predominantly black neighborhood might want to make sure their fire insurance is up to date. Update 12:11 AM EST. CNN Public Relations executives Chris Corradi and Matt Dornick are also leaving CNN, according to a report. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.